I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
By Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, live coverage, the vaccines, hope on the horizon, on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock, it's Friday, the fourth day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 18 degrees.
Delays on 5600 West and Bangor Highway getting to the 201 freeway. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this hour, Utah has now placed its first order for COVID-19 vaccines, and they're coming up with a record card for each person.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage of Utah's response to the pandemic. Mary?
Amanda, the first people getting the vaccine in Utah will be healthcare workers at the five major hospitals. Then there are phases out from there. People will get a COVID-19 vaccine record card at the same time. It's a way to keep track because this requires two doses a few weeks apart, just like the first time someone ever gets a flu vaccine. This card is part of the vaccination kit from Operation Warp Speed. The Defense Department shared a picture, and the Health Department says they hope Utah's first doses arrive around December 15th. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Dozens of Utah bar owners are asking Governor Gary Herbert to remove a state health order that bans alcohol service after 10 p.m. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John.
Yeah, Tim, these bar owners, now about 40 in total, have signed a letter to the governor questioning his order and also reminding him that his goal should be to keep every business open during the pandemic.
If I don't get a response to the letter, I will sue.
That's Kirk Benson, owner of Twist Bar and Grill. The letter goes on to say that the 10 p.m. cutoff has devastated the bar industry in Utah. It's cost owners hundreds of thousands of dollars, hurt employees, and caused several Utah businesses to close. According to the owners that crafted the letter, the order suspends alcohol sales during their busiest hours, which are typically between 9 p.m. and 1 in the morning. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The family of a Utah teen is excited for the release of Pfizer's COVID vaccine after the teen took part in the trial group. Jennifer Eager says her daughter only had mild side effects.
First fever she got, it lasted less than 24 hours. The second one about the same. She did have a headache, too, for like a few days, but nothing horrible.
Eager says she hopes others in her household can get the vaccine soon as they have family members in the high-risk category.
KSL's top national stories this hour. How long will a vaccine give people immunity to COVID-19? It's questions like that that scientists don't yet have an answer for. Stanford medical professor Dr. Leila Garabagian says so far the results are encouraging 3 months after people received the vaccine.
Although they had a slight decline over time, they did have elevated levels at 3 months time period, which is important to understand the long-term efficacy of a vaccine. The other thing that they found was that it activated memory cells, which shows that the body may remember the virus in order to produce new antibodies if they got reinfected.
Pfizer and Moderna are the only two companies so far that have applied for emergency use authorization here in the U.S., but there are others in the pipeline.
Authorities are investigating a possible human smuggling operation after more than two dozen people were found in a home in southwest Houston. Initially, officers say they were responding to a kidnapping call after a nearly naked man was seen running down the street yelling for help. Alexander Bernal lives in the neighborhood and says he saw a person frequently coming and going from the house, but he had no idea people were trapped inside.
I seen actually the guy, I guess, who lives there or maybe stays there, come in and out the house multiple times, see him getting in the gray truck right there, actually. And he just seemed like a normal person, like a normal dude, normal clothes, nothing seemed peculiar about him.
Police found one woman and 25 men trapped inside the house.
The 7-Eleven convenience store chain is testing a new way to shop here in Utah. Company senior director Jolly John says they've had a high demand for contactless purchases.
It was already in the works prior to the pandemic. Timing has worked out.
so customers can scan their own items and pay using their phones and do not have to interact with anyone during the entire process.
A West Valley family has a new reason to smile thanks to the kindness of a stranger. KSL-TV's Dave McCann says the family's Christmas decorations were stolen from outside their home earlier this week, but one decoration in particular, a large bear, had deep sentimental value.
A West Valley woman whose Christmas decorations were stolen from her porch received a generous gift from an anonymous stranger. Lori says the people who donated the bear were originally going to get rid of it, but decided to hold on to it a little longer. And now it's found a new home.
Yates says the bear that was stolen had been given to her years ago by her mother.
Coming up on KSL, potential Winter Olympians from around the world were supposed to be competing in Utah this weekend.
And triple team traffic. Looks like most of our other road closures and lane restrictions have reopened on 900 West, 2700 South, as well as out in West Valley City, 4700 South. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
For the next 2 weeks, everything you need to know about the coming vaccines. Hope on the horizon on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Now at Siegel Book, America has deep-seated roots of faith planted by pilgrims seeking religious independence. Discover best-selling author historian Timothy Ballard's book, The Pilgrim Hypothesis. Uncovering what early colonists, a people who believed themselves to be the new Israel, may have known about their role in the restoration of the gospel. Just $17.99 at Siegel Book. And celebrate the holidays with a timeless marble Christus, 3-inch, just $4.99. Serving you in-store, curbside, by phone, or at SiegelBook.com.
At Humana, they believe living life on your terms begins with your health. They're committed to helping you choose the Medicare benefits you need to help achieve your best health and desired lifestyle. That's human care. The Humana experience they want you to have. Call to reach a licensed sales agent at 801-256-6200, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. That's 801-256-6200. Call Humana today.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I've got the good news and the bad news scenario for you. First of all, let's deal with the good news. We all need good news. And the 30 days of Black Friday continue at your Intellibed store. This great, great deal can't last forever. And right now, when you purchase a King or Queen Intellibed from their Signature or Legacy collections, well, you'll get a free adjustable base, and that can be valued up to $1,800. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is we're more than halfway through the sale. So you don't want to put this off. You don't want to miss this sale. Get the perfect comfort that you want without compromise. This is the bed that we have in our home and have had for years and years. As a matter of fact, we even have an Intellibed in our guest bedroom. The 30 days of Black Friday. Don't miss it. Visit your Intellibed store. They're waiting for you at Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. That's Intellibed.
Boy, we're excited to report to you this morning that Utah has placed its first order for COVID-19 vaccines, and you may be seeing ads soon that say don't leave home without it. They also come with a record card to prove you've had your vaccinations.
The U.S. Long Track Speed Skating National Championships were supposed to take place here in Utah this weekend.
KSL-TV's Alex Cabrero says they canceled the race, and it's a real blow to athletes hoping to compete in the 2022 games.
Utah's Olympic Oval is certainly ready. The ice, about as good as ever, thanks to a new million-dollar ice plant.
I think we're in a better place than we were in 02.
Even the roof is better.
Just this past summer, we got every leak fixed.
But the one thing that couldn't be fixed is everything going on outside.
COVID-19 has affected sports around the world, and speed skating here in Utah has been no exception.
Today, U.S. speed skating postponed this weekend's national championships after COVID testing is forcing nearly 50 speed skaters to quarantine.
It's in the best interest of the athletes.
Derek Parra, who won gold here during the Salt Lake Games, now works at the Oval and says this event was planned for this weekend because on the same weekend next year, U.S. team trials will be held for skaters to try and make the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. This event was a chance to see their competitive times and if their training needed tweaking.
If you're an athlete and you're looking at a four-year plan, you want to make tweaks every year and hopefully the year prior to the games, you have great success, and around this time of the year.
It's just too bad they couldn't pull it off, but they certainly made the right decision.
Jeff Robbins, president of the Utah Sports Commission, says although many sporting events in the state have been postponed this year, several have happened without spreading the virus.
This would have been, Alex, our ninth event since May. And I don't think anywhere in the nation outside of the bubbling you saw with the NBA and MLS and some of the groups, that's pretty significant.
But following protocols, U.S. speed skating figured it was best to postpone. Not even Olympic dreams are more important than staying healthy.
We do not want this to be a super spreader venue for COVID-19.
It's nice to hear Derek Parr's voice, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it is. He had such a great games in representing Utah, yeah, and the U.S. back in 2002. It is 8:09, and that means Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Heather, it's been the secondary routes causing the problems this morning.
It has been, and the good news is all those other problems are now gone. We don't have any more delays on 4700 South, 4000 West. 900 West is reopened, but we're still seeing a bit of delay on 5600 West as you head north toward the 201 freeway. I-15, though, that's been at speed all morning long heading into downtown Salt Lake. Eric?
No problems in Salt Lake, Utah County this morning from Provo to Lehigh northbound. You've got good movement on I-15. Out on the Wasatch Back, we've got an accident heading out of Heber City this morning. This is northbound on US 40, right at the River Road intersection. Actually, it's a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane, so you're going to have a little bit of delay going through there before you go up towards Jordanelle Reservoir. Aubrey?
Well, right now, I-15 is looking really good in Weber and Davis County. Weber County is filling a little bit on the streets right now. If you're traveling on Weber Drive, it is a little bit slow as you make your way towards Riverdale Road. Also, if you are on Harrison Boulevard, it's slow around Weber State University and Ogden High. See The Forgotten Carols on the big screen in movie theaters now. Continue your family tradition at a fraction of the cost. Enjoy Michael McLean's Forgotten Carols movie. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And how warm is it going to get today, Grant?
Another day with a lot of sunshine at 41 and more the same tomorrow. Sunny skies up to 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Boy, first we have to endure some cold temperatures. It's 18 downtown.
So how are the vaccines going to be shipped and flown by the airlines? We're going to go in depth on that in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. That information just ahead at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Tim and Amanda here on a Friday to get you into the weekend on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by our friends at Durden's at 5th South in Bountiful. A local store. Boy, we hope you'll support your local retailers here in this Christmas season for 2020. And that means Todd Hall joins us. Happy holidays, sir.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I was just thinking, Todd, my kitchen's been getting a workout since the since the pandemic began. I don't think I've ever cooked this much, you know, my husband and I, in our lives. And it might just be time for a new oven, a new everything. And you've got some wonderful deals there at Durden's.
We do. You know what we did? The whole appliance industry, we've extended the Black Friday sales for another 2 weeks just because we wanted everybody to get a chance to get in early or get in late and, you know, not all rush on top of one another. And all the rebates that we've been offering go on through the end of the year.
Some of those are huge, too. I mean, that $2,000 rebate from GE on their profile and their cafe packages, that's pretty amazing.
You can get up to $2,000 back from the Cafe G profile. The Monogram line's offering $4,500, and Bosch up to $1,500 on qualifying packages, and that's in addition to great prices.
Now, I'm on durdensappliance.com right now, or you can just, if you go in Google and just type in Durden's, D-U-E-R-D-E-N-S, it'll pop right up. And what I love about it is that right in the bottom there, there's somebody that comes on and says, "Can I help you?" So, you know, you can go online if you want or call, or you're open, right? So I can come into the store if I want to.
We are. So we're open from 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. We close a bit early just to sanitize everything and make it safe as safe as we possibly can. But we've definitely seen people change how they shop. So whether you want to call on the phone, whether you would like to do your browsing online and put it in the cart, or whether you'd like a little bit of help in making your selection. We're seeing a combination of all of it, and we're happy to help in any way that works for you. Just make your kitchen and your budget.
Next time we chat, I want to talk about your inventory, too, because there's been some questions about that. But tell them where to find you.
We're at 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you love.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Want to make your day a little brighter? Just ask.
Alexa, ask Gospel Voice to read Alma chapter 32.
Hey Google, use Gospel Voice to play the Tabernacle Choir.
Play this week's Sunday school lesson using Gospel Voice.
Ask Gospel Voice to play a talk by President Nelson.
Gospel Voice brings music, scripture, and inspiring messages right to your Alexa or Google smart speaker, just with the sound of your voice. Try it today. Learn more at gospelvoice.churchofjesuschrist.org.
Thank you to those of you that always take the time to let us know you're out there and then join the conversation on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number this morning, the same every morning at 57500. KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio, and this one sent a shockwave through the theater industry. Warner Brothers says all their new movies released next year will be available for streaming at home on the same day they hit theaters. It's a topic that will get discussed, I'm sure, on the movie show with Doug Wright coming up between 9 and noon.
Second, what can be done to help protect the elderly during this pandemic? University of Utah health experts will be giving recommendations this morning, and you'll hear more on Utah's new news.
And third, a ribbon cutting today on a new elementary school in the Granite District, and it will be named after Utah's only female governor, Olene Walker. Hear more on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2,706 Americans died of COVID-19 Thursday, the most of any day since the pandemic began. The CDC now estimating as many as 329,000 Americans could be dead from COVID by the day after Christmas. California Governor Gavin Newsom now warning another full lockdown could happen soon.
If we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost.
A three-week stay-at-home order triggered when ICU capacity in a region falls below 15%, many areas right on the edge. Businesses like bars, wineries, hair salons would close. Any in-person schools could stay open, along with limited retail and takeout at restaurants.
ABC's Whit Johnson. How President-elect Biden is preparing to take on the pandemic when he takes office? He says he'll ask all Americans to wear a face covering for 100 days. The latest proposed coronavirus relief bill would bring $300 a week in federal unemployment benefits, $160 billion in aid to states, and no stimulus checks. It's a $900 billion plan getting bipartisan support on Capitol Hill.
Democratic leadership telling ABC News that there's a mutual understanding that the goal is to have a spending bill done by the end of the weekend and pass it either Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
ABC's Alex Perchet in Washington. President-elect Joe Biden asking Dr. Anthony Fauci to stay on as a top medical advisor. And back to California, bone-dry brush and heavy winds fueling dangerous wildfires, including the bonfire in Orange County, triggering thousands of evacuations amid the pandemic. Veterans like Orange County Fire Chief Brian Fennessy saying there's no end in sight.
Flat out scary. I have never seen it this dry for this long. 4 million acres in the state of California plus. Setting all records.
The government says the U.S. added 245,000 jobs in November. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. United Airlines is already gearing up to sort and ship COVID-19 vaccines.
ABC's Gio Benita has got a look for himself inside the belly of a 777, where the vaccines will be stored as they make their way around the country.
United tells us that in each one of these planes, they're actually going to be able to fit more than 1 million doses of vaccine. But the challenge here is to keep them cold enough, because we actually got a tour of that cold storage facility here in Chicago. United is going to be using this facility facility to sort the vaccines. They'll be transported in refrigerated shipping containers at up to 94 degrees negative. And if you have to be stored, these containers are going to be kept in even larger refrigerators. Now, this is an operation unlike any other in American history. And keep in mind, right now we are inside a passenger plane, okay? The seats are just above us. But when the vaccines are in here, this plane is going to be empty. There's not going to be any passengers on board to get these vaccines across the country as soon as possible. United says that they do this all the time. They transport pharmaceuticals at ultra-cold temperatures. Now, the difference here is the scale. We are talking about millions of vaccines, so really the race is on to get more freezers here.
I would guess the government's paying for that, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So they're helping the government. The government's actually helping them in a time when the airline industry is struggling to get people in the seats. So that's good news all around. Mm-hmm. And our thanks to ABC's Gio Benitez this morning on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19 now. Let's check Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back to you, Heather.
We are seeing a little bit of delay on the 201 freeway heading west, right around 7200 west in Magna area. That's if you're trying to get toward Tooele County. But coming out of Tooele, SR36 and I-80 look great if you're heading to the airport. No problems on I-15, and most of those other city street issues have cleared up. Eric?
Over on the 215 East Belt, the northbound trek looks good from Cottonwood Heights up to I-80 or Foothill Drive. Out on I-80, no problems to Park City, but you do have one crash on the Wasatch Back. This is heading out of Heber City northbound on US 40. Right at that River Road intersection, you got it's actually a stalled vehicle that's blocking off a right lane, and a minimal amount of delays, though, going through there. Aubrey?
Well, right now, I am not seeing any delays on I-15 southbound or northbound. You have about a 20-minute drive from Layton to downtown right now. In Layton, though, Hillfield Road is a little bit slow over by Walmart and Sam's Club as you make your way east towards I-15. From clothing, jewelry, and toys to grills, mowers, and power tools, IFA has something special for everyone. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Oh, boy, we've got a cold 7-day forecast coming your way. Daytime highs won't be all that bad. Grant's got to look at a hazy 7-day forecast.
Highs up to 41 today and a lot of sunshine. 42, mostly sunny tomorrow. More the same on Sunday. Hazy skies and up to 44. And then we keep this going. Hazy sunshine Monday, Tuesday. Highs Monday, 45. 44 on Tuesday. 43 in the sunshine Wednesday. And then a few more clouds Thursday up to 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see what it is right now down to, we're in the teens now, Tim. It's 18
yeah.
degrees.
Yikes. Still better than the 9 that was registered this morning in Park City.
True.
Or the 1 below 0 in Manti.
All of the stories that we're following on the vaccines, including that one about how they are flown via United Airlines. Hope on the horizon. The vaccines are in-depth stories this week are sponsored by Cigna.
Mary's been following this story about the two drivers for the equipment truck for BYU that's become so popular online. The BYU equipment just sent out this tweet. They said, today's schedule, load the plane, at Provo Airport, meet up with Hal and Feely and load players' gear back into the truck, head to the stadium, set up the locker room, and the last thing on the list, take Hal and Feely out for a good meal. They deserve it. I love it.
Who knew they'd be, social media and radio, personalities.
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. Cougars, of course, will play a football game tomorrow, and you'll hear it here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio, complete with pregame activities. So make sure you tune in. KSL News Time, 7:22.
Did you happen to choose service plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, if you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Nobody does Christmas like the Tabernacle Choir. This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music in the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill. You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, or listen on Spotify and have access to all of their wonderful holiday music. Happy listening. Nobody does Christmas like the Tabernacle Choir. And this year, hear the Tabernacle Choir's new album, Christmas Day in the Morning, featuring Kelly O'Hara and Richard Thomas.
The true joy of Christmas.
Buy it online.
Is to love.
At tabchoir.org. Listen to your favorite choir Christmas songs 24/7 on Alexa by simply enabling the skill. Happy listening.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. A former presidential candidate says paying skeptical Americans $1,500 each to get COVID-19 vaccinated would be an extra incentive. WTOL-TV reports that former U.S. Representative John Delaney of Maryland believes the payment would most likely help get the country back to normal.
Google Maps is now letting users play a part in a growing popular feature. The company's latest update lets you use pictures from your phone to create a street view. Photos you use will appear in the layer on the Google Map app with blue lines. Google says anyone can contribute a street view photo to their app regardless of whether you have an Android or an iPhone.
KSL Drives. Hyundai says it will recall about 130,000 vehicles affecting certain 2012 Santa Fe SUVs, 2015 and 2016 Veloster cars, and Sonata hybrid cars from 2011 through 2013 and 2016 due to a manufacturing issue that could cause the connecting rod bearings to wear out and the engines to fail or catch fire.
Markets have started to react to those jobs numbers this morning, and we stay in the green. The Dow is up 138 points at 30,000, now 107. The S&P is up by almost 20. The NASDAQ is up 41 this hour.
Coming up in just a moment, another look at traffic and weather together here on KSL News Radio.
This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Durden's in Bountiful, and Todd Hall is back on with us. It's been fun for me the last half hour watching Amanda actually do her shopping for a new ice maker. That's how easy it is, Todd. I mean, Amanda's making orders right there in the studio.
Well,
we've done half of Amanda's house, and she's never been in the store. It's wonderful.
Okay, that is funny that I bought my dishwasher, and I can't remember what else, from Durden's, and I'm embarrassed to say I've never been in the store, but it's so easy to do online and over the phone.
Absolutely, and we're happy to do whatever you want. In this environment, convenience is a big thing, and we'll work however you guys want to work. If you want to chat with us on the internet, if you want to put it in the cart, if you want to do some pre-shopping, come on in and then touch and feel it. We still have our live kitchens open, so we're here to give you the experience you want the way you want it. And we're still doing full-service delivery and installation.
How is the stock holding up? What are your supply chains like these days?
There are certain items that certainly have extended and unpredictable lead times. The good news is any category that you're looking at, dishwashers, washers, dryers, anything that you need replaced, we've got something in stock of every category.
So I'm just thinking about Christmas. And how long does the average refrigerator last, Todd?
We're seeing typically between 10 and 15 years now. Between year 10 and 15, typically somebody will get a repair bill that makes them want to call it a day.
Okay, good. Because I could use that to support my argument. Because you have those cool refrigerators that have like a see-through door so you could see what's in. I want one of those.
You can get you can get clear doors. You can get door-in-door, French doors, different configurations. There's some that now craft ice that are like the size of a pool ball. There's a lot of fun things out there. You can come on in and take a look at them. But we still are. We extend our Black Friday sale, and all of the rebates that we're going through November are still going through the end of the year. So don't feel like you need to rush in. We've got plenty of time to get you the best deals, great prices that meet your budget and your design.
Boy, and we hope, we always encourage you to shop local, help our local stores, and Durden certainly is that, has been a part of that community forever. We always think people know where it is, but tell them just in case they don't, Todd.
We're at 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know it, prices you love.
829, maybe you're making your way in to do some shopping this morning, or you're headed down to the office. Let's see what the roads look like ahead with Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And we start, of course, with Heather Kelly.
Overall, the roads are looking pretty good in the Salt Lake Valley. No delays on northbound I-15 getting into downtown Salt Lake. That's about a 20-minute commute from the point of the mountain. You also have a smooth drive if you're coming out of Tooele County on SR-36, I-80, and the 201 freeway. Now, we do have a bit of delay on 5600 West near 700 South. There may have been a train that went through. Eric?
It looks like our stalled vehicle out on the Wasatch Back has been removed. It's no longer a problem for folks heading out of Heber City northbound at the River Road intersection. Really, the whole Wasatch Back looks pretty good. I-15, Utah County, no problems there. Northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain, your normal 22-minute drive time. Aubrey?
Well, no problems on I-15 in Weber or Davis County as well. If you are on Highway 89, you might see a touch of slowing, or you might have to wait an extra stoplight or two at the stoplight that goes under I-84. Also, if you are on Hillfield Road around Norfield High School, you'll see a little bit of slowing there as well. A clean home is a festive home. Zero Res has a deal for you. $33 per room of carpet cleaning. Schedule 3 rooms and get an extra room cleaned for free. Schedule Zero Res today. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out about those temperatures for today and check the forecast with you, Grant.
Nice day out there with lots of sunshine. And even though it's very cold to start, we're up to 41 to finish in the afternoon and then 42 in the sunshine. Becoming a little hazy for tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 18 degrees.
Good speeds on all the freeways across the Wasatch Front. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this half hour, UDOT officials are predicting extreme traffic problems on northbound I-15 in parts of Davis County Sunday afternoon. They're warning everybody, you might want to avoid using that part of the freeway. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
UDOT has to remove a lane split on I-15 in Davis County before the snow really starts to fall. Getting rid of that split means it'll be safer for plows to move the snow around. So they're planning to close down all but one northbound lane of I-15 between Clearfield and Riverdale Road between 2 p.m. on Sunday until early Monday morning. And even though traffic is normally lighter on Sundays, UDOT officials are still predicting traffic delays of 30 minutes or more.
UDOT is also going to have restrictions that's not going to help much on Highway 89 this weekend between Kaysville and Fruit Heights.
A $5 million request may be put forward by the State Board of Education to the legislature in order to support remote learning. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The funds would go towards expanding broadband access for students. According to the Salt Lake City School District, they've already taken federal support and distributed it to the district so they could purchase hundreds of personal hotspots to give to students. Now, with a full return to in-person learning still possibly a ways away, the State Board of Education is looking into ways to continue expanding online access. Yesterday, the school board voted to support a request to the legislature, which asks for $5 million in one-time money and then another $350,000 for ongoing funding. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
America's employers scaled back their hiring last month, adding 245,000 jobs to the economy. That's the fewest new jobs added since April and the fifth straight month of slowdowns. Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove joined us as soon as those numbers were announced.
I think what this is showing is we continue to see slowing momentum in our economic recovery. We're past the really tough part in the spring where we lost 22 million jobs, but we're still down about 10 million jobs from where we were a year ago. And we're kind of in this low, kind of this waiting pattern until we start to distribute the vaccine.
Spendlove says retail jobs are down right now, which typically those jobs would be in high demand during the holidays.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The latest proposed coronavirus relief bill would bring $300 a week in federal unemployment benefits to people in need, but it does not include stimulus checks.
Democratic leadership telling ABC News that there's a mutual understanding that the goal is to have a spending bill done by the end of the weekend and pass it either Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
ABC's Alex Prochet has the latest from Washington.
Facebook says it's going to actively work to remove false information about the COVID-19 vaccines that show up on their social media platforms.
This could include things like the COVID vaccine has 5G microchips, or that certain people are being forced to test the vaccine without their consent. And we will start removing those in the coming days and weeks.
Facebook's vice president of product and social impact says they will now remove posts that contradict information from the World Health Organization and the CDC.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Bad news for area ski resorts.
Quite a dry way to start off the month with dry days already. And it looks like as we kind of look into the future here to the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, it's still looking like it stays dry. And all in all, lots of sunshine all the way through that time zone.
Grant says the dry weather will keep the air hazy.
The U.S. Long Track Speed Skating National Championships that were scheduled this weekend in Kearns have been called off after several athletes have been quarantined. Olympic speed skating medalist Derek Parra works at the complex and says they don't want athletes getting sick.
We do not want this to be a super spreader venue for COVID-19.
One little bright spot, some athletes may still be able to skate for official times if they test negative.
Putting together a football game at the last minute is a big task, and BYU's equipment truck has been racing across the country to make it in time. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
They reached South Carolina early this morning, and Hal Morrell sent the video back to be posted on Twitter.
So we should be there in just a few hours.
Onto the hotel, all making it just in time to get to the team, picking them up from the airport to get them to the stadium so they can practice today because kickoff is at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. And like kids tracking Santa through NORAD, fans have been tracking this truck's progress on Twitter as it's gone across the country in this race to get there. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Hal and Feely never expected to have this kind of publicity driving the equipment back and forth, but it's a great story. Coming up on KSL, if you love cookies, today is your day.
And Triple Team traffic.
No delays on any of the freeways across the Wasatch Front, but we are seeing a bit of slowing on several of the city streets, some of it from earlier accidents. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
It's Bullfrog Spa's year-end hot tub sale at your nearby Bullfrog Factory store. Save thousands on the hot tub of your dreams. See bullfrogfactorystores.com.
Well, the holidays are right around the corner, and that means it's time for Happy Honda Days. Your Utah Honda dealers have received a ton of extra inventory and have some incredible factory incentives right now, including no payments for 90 days. And if you're looking for a truck, think about the beautiful Ridgeline. And thanks to Shane Paris at Stockton 12 Honda, who else thinks of these things like dual-action tailgates that can be lowered or swung open like a door, or a truck bed audio system, Amanda, that, you know, if you're going to have a truck, you're going to be doing a lot of work outside. You can be entertained while you're out there. It's incredible.
And I have a chance to drive the HRV, which is the crossover from Honda, thanks to JJ up at Performance Honda Bountiful. This crossover is so much fun to drive. It's got all the technology that you want from Honda. You might have seen one of these and thought, what is that? Well, it's an HRV from Honda. It's been named a best SUV. It's got the tri-zone climate controls, and it's got the blind spot information that you want, and the Apple CarPlay.
Happy Honda Days right now, because the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealer.
At Strategic Planning Group, we offer a no-nonsense and no-pressure approach to retirement planning and investment management. We'd like to invite you to take our Strategic Retirement Score Test. This questionnaire will provide you with an understanding of your retirement preparedness. There are many considerations to make before and during retirement. If you want to know how prepared you are for retirement, we invite you to go to strategicutah.com. Also, if you have an investment proposal or have executed a retirement strategy and you want to receive a second opinion, go to strategicutah.com and receive Strategic Planning Group's complimentary SOS. That's our second opinion service. We can help you analyze whether your proposed or current retirement strategy is a good fit for you. You can also reach us by phone at 801-627-2200. Listen to Strategic Planning Group on KSL News Radio Saturdays at 6 p.m. Advisory services offered through Strategic Planning Group, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Here's a little Mary monolith story for your Christmas spirit today. A Utah family decided to add a monolith to their holiday display after 60,000 lice just weren't doing the trick. Addison and Robbie Gowers say the idea started as a joke.
They were kind of joking around about it.
I'd like to see how far we can go with it.
And then he actually built one with his neighbors.
The other one was 9 foot 5 inches, so that's about the same dimensions as this one.
You see, the Gowers family uses their annual Christmas display to fundraise for nonprofits, and word of the monolith now has significantly increased their traffic.
And if you needed something else to smile about, today is National Cookie Day.
Cookie! Me love cookie!
The English word for cookie is derived from the Dutch word cookie, which is K-O-E-K-I-E, meaning little cake. If you want to let us know about your favorite cookies, be sure to check out our post on the KSL News Radio Facebook page and add your cookie suggestions.
Go chocolate chip.
Go peanut butter. 8:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back to you, Heather.
Ginger snaps are the way to go.
Ooh,
yeah. Hey, we're looking pretty good right now all across the Salt Lake Valley. No delays northbound I-15, the West Side Belt, or the 201 freeway. And if you're coming out of Tooele County, SR-36 bunches up just a little bit trying to get on to I-80, but then you have good speeds over to the airport. Eric?
Not seeing any difficulties in Utah County on I-15. You're still looking at normal travel times from Santa Quinn all the way up to Lehigh. Over in Saratoga Springs, no trouble right now on Redwood Road heading up to 2100 North or over to the freeway using Pioneer Crossing or Lehigh's Main Street. Aubrey?
I-15 looks really good in Weber and Davis County. It's about a 20-minute drive from Layton to downtown right now. Highway 89 still has some slowing around the stoplights right now through Layton and into Fruit Heights, and also a little bit in South Weber. You're going to see a little bit slowing on 89 there as well. Christmas is anything but merry until Callie discovers an ornately carved wooden Santa box that helps her rediscover the true magic and meaning of Christmas. The Santa Box DVD at Deseret Book and Siegel Book. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wish I could tell you there was some white stuff coming, but it doesn't look like it for the foreseeable future. It is a fairly nice forecast. Here's Grant.
Well, high's going to reach 41 today with lots of sunshine and more of the same tomorrow. 42, hazy sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Cold start, though. 18 downtown.
Boy, when this community is generous. We are generous in such a humbling way. And we just wanted to let you know what the result was from the Harvest of Hope campaign that KSL did with Associated Foods. And we're going to have Ashley Johnston join us in a moment to give us that final number. It's extraordinary.
Yes.
That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
We're smiling for a reason
we
this
are,
morning.
We are, yes.
The details next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks, as always, for joining Tim and Amanda this morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan for 2021. For residents of Utah, UnitedHealthcare offers Medicare Advantage plans with more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include comprehensive dental services, as well as flexibility in cost, benefits, and doctor choice. Discover a Medicare Advantage plan that works to your advantage. Annual enrollment ends December 7th. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. To learn more about Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare, including prescription drug coverage all in one simple plan, call UnitedHealthcare at 855-213-0074. Or visit letstakeadvantage.com. That's 855-213-0074. Call today. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Guys, 2020 has been a rough year on everyone, and that includes your wife or girlfriend. So spoil her this Christmas by treating her to some rest and relaxation with the world's softest pajamas. Exclusively from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for nearly 20 years. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. They're silky smooth on the outside, soft like a baby bunny on the inside, to wrap her in warmth and comfort all winter long. Just the ticket for melting away her stress and helping her to relax and restore after a long day and year. And right now, when you order today, you'll get a great deal. Free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Get her the world's softest pajamas and get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to Pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's Pajamagram.com.
NMLS 1817019.
Mortgage rates are at record lows, but with an endless number of lenders, how do you find the lowest rate and fees? I'm Rod with LendRight Mortgage. LendRight Mortgage is different. LendRight independently shops the premier mortgage lenders to find you the lowest rate and fees. Think you can find a better deal on your own? We bet you can't. We back it with our LendRight $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. With a 30-year fixed APR as low as 2.5% and the 15 at 2.125%, it's time to refinance. Get cash out, consolidate debt, or buy the home of your dreams. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Let us find your best rate. It's mortgage lending done right. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
You know, I said this a couple of days ago because of personal experience, but I really believe if you have yet to download the KSL News Radio app on your phone, it will be among the most used apps that you have and take with you everywhere. It's that handy, and it's easy to do wherever you download your apps, powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time is 8:45. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, a ribbon cutting today on a new elementary school in the Granite District, and it will be named after Utah's only female governor, Olene Walker. Hear more on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news from 3 to 7.
Second, what can be done to help protect the elderly during this pandemic? University of Utah health experts will be giving recommendations this morning, and you'll hear more on Utah's new news.
And third, Warner Brothers says all their new movies released next year will be available for streaming at home on the same day they hit theaters. It's a topic that I'm sure will be discussed on the movie show with Doug Wright coming up at the top of the hour from 9 to noon.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn said to meet with an advisory panel on December 10th concerning a recommendation for Pfizer's application for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine. Telling Reuters this morning,
we will move very quickly because we certainly realize the urgency of this situation.
This is Thursday breaks another coronavirus record, 2,706 deaths, nearly one person in the U.S. dying from COVID-19 every 30 seconds. America's employers adding 245,000 jobs last month. That's the fewest since April, the fifth straight monthly slowdown. Indications that the House Speaker and Senate Majority Leader are making progress toward a second round of coronavirus stimulus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's accepted President-elect Biden's offer to serve as his chief medical officer. Growing tension between President Trump and Attorney General William Barr, the person charged with being Trump's eyes and ears at the Justice Department, banned from the building after allegedly pressuring staff to give up sensitive information about election fraud. Dave Packer, ABC News.
All right, Amanda and I are really excited to be able to share the next few minutes and the information that's coming with you. You've heard us talk about our Harvest of Hope campaign that we joined forces with Macy's, your local grocer, with through the Thanksgiving holiday. We had a goal, Amanda, of $100,000 raised.
Yes. And now Ashley Johnston is with us from Macy's to tell us. Well, Ashley, before you tell us how much actually was raised, would you tell our audience a little bit, in case they aren't familiar with the Harvest of Hope campaign, exactly what we did?
Yes, thank you so much. So what we do is, November 1st, we started our Harvest of Hope campaign, and it was a way that the guests, when they're in shopping in our Macy's locations, that they could donate to the Utah Food Bank, whether by donating money at the register or by buying pre-built bags of grocery items needed at the food bank.
Well, and we tried to make it, you tried to make it as easy as possible, because people could just drop $5 and that pre-packaged bag would be delivered to the food bank. We've done so many stories, Ashley, about the huge need this year because of the pandemic. Families that probably never thought they'd find themselves in a food crisis, but this was really a year where the help was needed.
Yeah. And what amazed me so much, Ashley, is that we thought we were being a little bit audacious in having the $100,000 goal, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We were thinking, okay, you know, we've got 30 days. Let's set the goal at $100,000 and let's see what we can do. And you know what? We hit that goal within 2 weeks. And so we said, okay, well, let's throw out a stretch goal of 180,000. And once again, our incredible team members and our guests and you guys there at KSL, we hit that goal. Are you ready for the final total?
We're ready.
But wait, there's more. Give us
there's
the total.
More. Okay. So just in within the last few minutes, we ran numbers one more time, and we had a few more $1,000 sneak in, and we ended up raising just over $221,000 for our food bank here.
Wow. Unbelievable.
The number we got yesterday was a little below that. It was $219,949 yesterday, so you've even added to that.
That's right. Yep. Just I'm telling you, just the last few minutes as I've been waiting on hold to talk to you guys.
Just shy of $250,000 from the generous, generous shoppers at Macy's. And I think about, you know, when I was there just last week, I mean, I look at the shoppers there and I know these people love their neighbors and they know that some of their neighbors are suffering, going to food banks for the very first time in their lives because they've been out of work. And it humbles me, truly humbles me, Ashley, to think about what loving, loving people we are surrounded by in this community.
No, we have a great community. Our guests are always so generous. Anytime that we have something like this so where we can help the community here, they step right up. And, you know, as I think about it, I would say, oh, I can't even believe it, but I can believe it. Like you said, we've got amazing guests that shop in our stores. We've got great team members, and we have such a loving community that just want to help. And especially this year, like you said, there are a lot of people that need that extra help this year when they usually might not have.
And Macy's has always been there for us through the generations at KSL, and we're excited about that number, $221,000. Ashley, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
And thank everybody at Macy's for us, if you would.
I will. Thank you.
All right, KSL News Time. That is great stuff. KSL News Time is 7:49. That means Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And just in case you're still on the roads out there this morning, here's Heather Kelly.
Looks like most of the people are on 5600 West right now. This could actually be people coming from the Costco Distributor Center. Southbound from I-80 to 300 South, that's got a lot of delay right at the moment. That's one of the only places that I'm seeing congestion. The freeways are moving in good shape in Salt Lake Valley. That includes northbound I-15 and south as well around the South Interchange. Eric?
Foothill Drive's got a few extra cars on the road now on the northbound side because you've got some congestion between 1700 South and Sunnyside Avenue. Just be patient. Won't take you long to get up towards the University area. The 215 eastbound for northbounders, that's also in good shape. And on I-80 for westbounders going by Sugar House, no problems there. Aubrey?
Well, I-15 still moving right along Weber and Davis County. It is a little bit slow on Highway 89 at the stoplight right under I-84. Hopefully you can get through that in a couple stoplights. Other than that, things are looking really good in both of these two counties. Don't miss Ogden's Flooring and Design Christmas Sale. You'll find low prices on carpet, laminate, countertops, and more. Have the family gather around stunning countertops this Christmas. Visit ogdensflooring.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and it's going to be pretty warm, I think, over the 7 days. Let's check back in with you, Grant.
Highs up to 41 today and a lot of sunshine. 42, mostly sunny tomorrow, and then 44 on Sunday. Also lots of sunshine. Hazy skies and sunshine on Monday with the high up to 45. 44 Tuesday, again, mostly sunny. And we'll keep it going Wednesday, sunshine 43. More clouds on Thursday and 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 18 degrees.
I just hope we did the appropriate thank yous to our listeners that stopped by Macy's to participate in that event, A Harvest of Hope. We are providing great hope today. Also, speaking of that, following any storylines about the vaccines on a regular basis here, daily basis, Hope on the Horizon is brought to you by Cigna. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Durden's, our friends there in Bountiful, and that means Todd Hall is back with us. There's a misnomer. When we talk about shopping local, there's a misunderstanding, I think, on buyers' parts, Todd, that means they're going to end up paying more. You guys have taken great lengths or gone through great lengths to make sure that never happens.
Absolutely. You know, we hope that people will like a small-town store better, but we'll never ask you to pay more. And we've actually got our website program. Every morning we look at all the national chains for every single model. We grab the lowest price, and that's what we publish to our sales floor. It's what's on our website. So, you know, we want to give you a good experience. We want to give you good delivery, help you make a decision that's right. But at the end of the day, we're always going to give you the lowest price that you can get from any national chain.
Isn't that amazing? Why would you ever shop at a big box store if you're going to get the lowest price, you're going to get the professional installation, plus you're going to get the feel of a local store, that kind of one-on-one help?
We are, and that's why we have the live kitchens. We think you deserve to actually be able to see how the appliance is going to work in your house before you take it home. You don't have to guess if you're going to like it. You'll know.
Well, and I never like the idea of having somebody with a tool belt who knows how to sell me a hammer try and sell me a refrigerator. That doesn't go over well. The other thing, we've talked about some of the negatives through this pandemic. One of the positives of it is that the manufacturers have extended these promotional windows, so we actually get more of an opportunity to save.
They have. So all of our rebates that were going on in November, they were some really exciting ones. They're all extended through the end of the year. So you can get up to $4,500 of rebates on Monogram, up to $2,000 of rebates on Profile and Cafe of G's top lines, up to $1,500 from Bosch. And that's in addition to paying great prices. So you can still get great deals, put together a kitchen that fits your cooking style and your budget.
Now, you can go in and see you in store. The store is open, but you can also buy right over the phone or right over the website, durdensappliance.com, right?
Absolutely. We'll be there however you want us to be there.
But you're right where you've always been, so tell them where that is.
Yeah, we're at 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know it, prices you'll love.
2020 has been a dark year, but it sure won't dim our festive spirit. For 50 years, the Primary Children's Hospital Festival of Trees has raised nearly $40 million. And because of kind donations from people like you, Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital can provide life-changing care, helping nearly 100,000 kids across the Intermountain West region and beyond.
Make good grow this holiday season.
Donate now by visiting makegoodgrow.org.
Back by popular demand, Century Lighting will reopen for 1 week only, December 14th through 21st, then be permanently closed. Save 60% off all items in stock. Visit Century Lighting in Ogden today.
Now at Siegel Book, America has deep-seated roots of faith planted by pilgrims seeking religious independence. Discover best-selling author historian Timothy Ballard's book, The Pilgrim Hypothesis, uncovering what early colonists, a people who believed themselves to be the new Israel, may have known about their role in the restoration of the gospel. Just $17.99 at Siegel Book. And celebrate the holidays with a timeless marble Christus, 3-inch, just $4.99. Serving you in-store, curbside, by phone, or at SiegelBook.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. We had some unemployment numbers earlier that showed another slowing, 5 months in a row now, of jobs being added, and the markets have reacted, but still in positive territory. The Dow is up 166 points. The S&P is up 25. The NASDAQ up 55.
KSL News Time, 8:56.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I've got the good news and the bad news scenario for you. First of all, let's deal with the good news. We all need good news. And the 30 days of Black Friday continue at your IntelliBed store. This great, great deal can't last forever. And right now, when you purchase a King or Queen IntelliBed from their Signature or Legacy collections, well, you'll get a free adjustable base, and that can be valued up to $1,800. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is we're more than halfway through the sale. So you don't want to put this off. You don't want to miss this sale. Get the perfect comfort that you want without compromise. This is the bed that we have in our home and have had for years and years. As a matter of fact, we even have an IntelliBed in our guest bedroom. The 30 days of Black Friday. Don't miss it. Visit your IntelliBed store. They're waiting for you at Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. That's IntelliBed.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PCLaptops.com.
Hey, it's on News Time 8:59. Let's get another look at your traffic and weather this morning. It's Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Heather?
Well, it started off pretty interestingly with lots of road closures this morning, but right now everything is open. Everybody's traveling at speed, whether you're on I-15, the West Side Belt, 201 freeway, and most of your city streets are in pretty good shape as well, just a little bit of congestion in some areas. Eric?
Not seeing any difficulty in Utah County right now on I-15. The major feeders getting over to the freeway also in good shape. Just some congestion on 500 West in Provo, a little bit on State Street in Pleasant Grove and American Fork this morning. Aubrey?
I-15, Weber and Davis County moving at freeway speeds as well. Highway 89 still a little congested around the stoplights through Layton and Fruit Heights. Musicians, beginner to advanced, take your dreams to the next stage in person or online. Join a band at the award-winning Caleb Chapman Soundhouse in American Fork. Visit ccsoundhouse.com. I'm Aubrey Withrich in the KSL Traffic Center.
Going to be hazy sunshine later, a high of 41, and it's cold out there, 18 degrees.
So Warner Brothers is sending movies straight to the small screen. What's that going to do to the movie business? More coming up on the movie show.
That's next with Doug and Steve at 9 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.